Welcome to Middle Ground Radio with Pastor Nate Gallagher. We are starting a brand new series called Let There Be Light, studying through the book of Genesis. Here is Pastor Nate with today's message.
We know that guys and girls are very different. We see the world different, and these differences create a dynamic that God desires. That the way God set this thing up, the relationship aspect, he made man and woman different creatures, different beings, because when they come together, they, like he said, they are incomplete without one another. And now when Adam met Eve, there was this completion that happened. There was this relationship that began. God saw that Adam was incomplete and he needed a helper, someone that was equal to him, but opposite. And this would allow Adam to grow as a person and grow into his purpose. There's elements, I've got to imagine, again, this is just me, I kind of read sometimes the Bible like a comic book, so forgive me. But reading the story of Adam naming the animals and probably just getting stuck, we kind of addressed this last week, like he got bored, like bees buzz, and he's like, bzz, right? Like he just got bored. I got to imagine with the introduction to Eve, there's probably all of a sudden these like very poetic, romantic sounding, like, how did you come up with that? And it's like, because there was completion because of the two personalities, the same, but different. They would help each other in what God had for them. The second thing that we need to see is there was this element of trusting, but not searching. Trusting, but not searching. I want you to see the process for Adam of getting Eve. First, we're told that Adam named all the animals, and there were none comparable to him. And it shows us that for a period of time, Adam was alone. We don't know how long this period of time was, but for some period of time, Adam did not have Eve. No one to help him, and no one like him. Then we're told that when God finally did bring someone to him, Adam was asleep. He had no say in the matter, right? Had no thought. He was like, how about brunette? Like, he didn't get to say that, right? It was just, he went to sleep, and he woke up, and there she was. It's been said that Adam was resting in God when Eve showed up. He was asleep. God put him to sleep. He was just trusting in God's plan. He just fell asleep. And okay, God, whatever you're going to do. He woke up, and this is what happened. And as silly as it sounds, it's a great place to be when it comes to relationships. He wasn't out looking high and low for a wife. He was just trusting in what God was doing and focused on what he was supposed to do. And this is a big lesson when it comes to relationships. We need to learn to wait on God and trust his timing. A lot of bad relationships start and end because we don't wait for God's timing. And a lot of good relationships are ruined because we don't wait for God's timing. And what we need to recognize is that God is doing something, both in ourselves individually and also when it comes to relationships and things like it. But if we rush God's timing, we can mess up something good or we can make a mistake with something bad. And Adam, he was asleep and he was trusting God's timing. So often we want to take matters into our own hands, but when we do and we rush God's timing, we can miss what God intended for us. Could you imagine if Adam did this? If he was like, I don't want to wait, like whatever works. Like he would have picked like a goat or something. Just think about that. He's like, I guess. Whatever. I guess we kind of look the same and this will work for me. Rush the timing. Terrible end. And as goofy as that might sound, people do it all the time. Or they miss out on what God had intended because they were so focused or so caught up in doing what they thought was right or what they thought was best or when they thought it was best. Listen, when it comes to relationships, be patient and trust God. How do we do that? Well, I think we make our aim God. The problem for many of us is we make our aim relationship. And so what happens is, for some of us, we're in and out of relationships constantly because that is where we find our satisfaction, or that's where we find our value, or that's where we find whatever. And so we're constantly bouncing around from relationship to relationship, and we can never actually find satisfaction because we're not trusting what God's doing. And so we need to be patient and not do it that way. And also recognize that God might not have the person you think in mind for you. You might be rushing something or trying to make something happen that God never intended for you. And probably why so many people are miserable in relationships is because they rush God's plan, they rush God's timing, and as a result, they were with somebody God never intended for them, and then they get stuck. So we need to recognize that God is involved in every little detail in our life. And so when we can keep our eyes on Him and just trust God, I'm doing what you want me to do every single day, believing that in all of these little details, you're going to work it out, God's going to work it out. Adam, he's like, all right, I think God has a plan in all of this, and I'm just going to go to sleep and trust that when I wake up, something's going to change. We're told he fell asleep, God did some surgery, he woke up, and there was Eve. The perfect match for Adam. He waited on God and trusted in his time, and he got what God had for him. Listen, you don't want to end up with what you think you want for yourself. You want what God has for you. It may take longer, it might be a journey, it might be a process, but trust that God has something for you in his mind. All right, third thought. You guys still with me?
Yeah.
Third thought, naked but not ashamed. Let's talk about this for a moment. Naked but not ashamed. Now, this sounds a little weird, but go with me, all right? The idea of naked and unashamed that we're told here, we're told that they were married, everything was great, and at the end it tells us they were naked and there was no shame. This idea is that there was a transparency and an innocence with them. There was transparency and there was innocence with them. For Adam and Eve, there were no secrets and there was no shame. There were no secrets in their relationship, and there was no shame in their relationship. Let me put it like this. They were pure, and they were honest. In their relationship, they were pure, and they were honest. A couple of big problems when it comes to relationships is that people are not pure, and they are not honest. Now, the Bible gives us great detail on the importance and power of purity in relationship. That there is power in purity in relationship. In fact, it is God's will for your life. Some of us, we've asked that question. What is God's will for my life? Part of it is purity. Listen to this first. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 3. It says this. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality or impurity. He says, this is the will of God, your sanctification. The idea of sanctification is that God is working things out in and through your life. And part of his plan is this idea of purity. And God clearly lays out boundaries for our protection in his word. I don't need to go into great detail about what that looks like. I'll say two things about it. One, purity is for life. It's not just for before marriage. Purity is for life, not just before marriage. What I mean by that is the arena of purity changes depending upon your relationship status. For unmarried people, it is to not have intimate relationship with anybody. With married people, it is to have intimate relationship with your spouse, and that's it. So God sets up this plan. He makes it very clear. And the idea here of naked and not ashamed for Adam and Eve means they were doing things right. They were doing things the way God had intended for them to do it. And the reason for this is because God knows how relationships will be blessed and most enjoyed. How relationships will be blessed and most enjoyed. But we live in a day and age that doesn't think much of purity and doing things God's way, and we end up disappointed. What oftentimes happens when we take things into our own hands, thinking that if I do this, or if I'm with this person, or we go here and we experience this, then I will just finally, everything will be how it's supposed to be. And then what happens is you make that mistake and you're disappointed. You realize, oh man, that was not what I thought it was going to be, or it never is, and you end up disappointed. Another idea of this naked and unashamed is that they were completely content with one another. That they were happy. They didn't know anything else. This was great. It was exactly as God intended, and everything was there, and they were unashamed, and they were content with one another. Now, the other idea, I said it's purity, but it's also honesty or transparency. When it comes to relationships, we often put on masks. We want people to see what we think is our best so that they'll like us. So we spend all of our time creating an image that isn't true so people won't see who we really are. We act a certain way, we talk a certain way, we post certain things, and we're creating this whole image so that people will like us and people will approve of us, and so that we can feel better about ourselves so we don't actually have to show people who we really are. The idea of naked and unashamed means that they were completely vulnerable, completely transparent. There was no hiding, nothing. Like, this is me. This is who I am. This is how I act. This is what I'm interested in. This is where I go. This is me. And the best way to be in a good relationship for you, listen, is to be you. The best way for you to be in a good relationship for you is to be you. You create this image about what you think you are or what you think you would like to be. All of a sudden, you might be in a relationship that's interested in that person, and that's not who you are. And now you're miserable in a relationship because you're with somebody that you don't even really like, because you created this image thinking that this is what you would like to be, but it's not really you, and now you're bummed out. You can't keep on a mask forever. The best way to be in a relationship for you is to be you. And what you get them with is what you have to keep them with. What you get them with is what you have to keep them with. And so if you put on a mask and said, this is who I am, but that's not really who you are, then a week or 2 weeks or a month or a year, and you're wearing this mask, what happens when you're exposed? When that's not you, then all of a sudden, relationship's over because you try to be something you were not, and so you ended up with something you didn't want to be with. And if you got them with a lie, you're going to have to maintain that lie, and you will inevitably be disappointed. One time, this idea of getting you with something and then sort of tricking you. I'm done. So worship team, you guys can come up here. I'm going to finish on this story. But a couple of years ago, the worship team was invited to play music at this conference in Orlando. And the way they sold it to us, this is a true story. They're like, listen, we want you to come to this conference. It's at Disney World. And it's an amazing conference, and they told us all these people that were going to be there, like Jesus Culture is going to be there, Hillsong Young and Free is going to be there, and we want you to be there too. And we're like, oh, that sounds pretty cool. Like, Jesus Culture, like, that's awesome. Like, we'll be playing with them. And they, like, kind of told us this whole story, and we're like, yeah, that sounds great. I should have known when they told us that we have to bring our own soundboard that things were not going to be what they said. But we're like, whatever, we'll roll with it. So we get there, and it's at Disney. It actually was amazing. We stayed at, what was the place called? Animal Kingdom Hotel or something like that. We were literally feeding giraffes, like, outside of our room. Anybody ever been to that hotel? It was amazing. They put us up in that hotel. It was awesome. But the funny thing was, is they told us that, yeah, you guys are going to be playing this conference. It's going to be awesome. Like, this is where you're going to be. Well, when we got there, what happened was, there was this big worship leaders conference that was happening like the same time at Disney with Jesus Culture and Hillsong Young and Free and all these amazing things. And then at the same time, there was this tiny little conference for youth pastors that had like 20 people at it that we were going to be playing at. And so they're like, yeah, Jesus Culture. And we're like, where's Jesus Culture? And they're like, oh, that's at the other conference. And also, you can't go over to that other conference, but you're here with this conference. And it was a great conference. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, we had a great time. It was a blessing to be there. But it was just always funny. Like, if you would have just told us, like, this was the conference, we would have still come. You didn't have to trick us into coming, like, oh, Jesus Culture is going to be there, so you should come. And we're like, oh, that sounds great. And like, just kidding. And we're like, oh, that was weird. Like, okay, guy, like, thanks. But it was just kind of this whole weird situation. It ended up being great, but that's not the point. The point is, sometimes things are not what you expected them to be. You thought it was going to be one thing. You expected it. You were told one thing, and then it wasn't that thing. And a lot of times relationships can become like that, where whether it's you or somebody that you're interested in, they're one thing at one point, and then all of a sudden it seems like it changes. Listen, the best way to do relationships right is to do things God's way, keep it pure, and be honest. Be yourself. Listen, you want somebody that likes you for you. You don't want to be with somebody that likes you for being them. You want to trust that God made you for a reason. He has a plan for you when it comes to romance and relationships and life. And so you just keep doing you. You just keep being yourself. You keep being the person God made you to be, the person that's changing. We don't want us to be us stuck as us. We want to be being transformed into the image of God day by day. There's sort of a weird paradox when it comes to Christianity, because we should be ourselves, but also like, don't be me, I want to be more like Jesus. So we got to find that balance, but recognize that God created you to be you, and the person he has for you is for you, not the person you're trying to be. God wants to teach us to trust him and to do things his way and be honest so that we can grow. And the final thing I'm going to say is notice the end goal for their relationship. The end goal was marriage, right? It tells us, in fact, the Bible institutes this idea of marriage. It wasn't like some weird thing that men created to like enslave women or something that crazy people like to say. Marriage was instituted by God because it was supposed to represent God's relationship with humanity. Throughout the Bible, there's this imagery of how a husband and wife are to represent Jesus and the church. Throughout the Bible, it talks this because relationships are designed to point other people to Jesus. And so when you're doing things God's way and you're trusting in his plan and you're going through the direction, not only are you going to be with somebody you like, not only are you going to grow as an individual, but also God's going to use that relationship to point other people to him. Because it's exactly as God intended it, and it's working exactly as God wanted it to work. So recap, and we're going to worship. Let's stand together as I recap. First, we got to remember that it is the same but different, equal but opposite. We're looking for people that we get along with, but then also people that enhance and help us grow in things we're not as good at. Things that will help us, because if not, we'll just be stuck. So equal but opposite. Secondly, we want to recognize, help me out if you remember. I'm going to go back to my notes. Do you remember? Point number two. Trusting but not searching. Thank you so much. I look like a fool up here for a second. Amazing. We're going to trust and not search, meaning we're going to allow God to do things in his timing and his way. We're going to just keep following Jesus. We're going to keep going the direction he wants us to go. And inevitably, he's going to lead us where he wants us to go. And if you're where you're supposed to be, you're going to be with the people you're supposed to be with. If you're in the wrong places, you're with the wrong people. If you're in the right places, you're with the right people. Trusting but not searching. And then finally, the best one, naked but not ashamed. Pure and honest. We're doing things God's way, and we're doing it the way God wanted us to do. We're not trying to be other people. We're trying to be who God wants us to be.
You've been listening to Middle Ground Radio with Pastor Nate Gallagher. Before we go, let's join Pastor Nate in the studio with a special guest.
Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning in to Middle Ground Radio. I'm Nate with my wife Hannah, and we are happy to be with you, and we're happy that you're taking some time to be with us, and we pray that God's been speaking to you. Well, the last few days we've been talking about relationships, and we've been going back to the garden with Adam and Eve, the first relationship, and we've been seeing some really interesting and really practical concepts as it comes to relationships and dating. And one of the things we talked about in this message in particular is the idea of being naked and unashamed. And kind of a funny wording, but what we talked about with this is that in their relationship there was a level of innocence, and then there was transparency and honesty, which is huge. It's the foundation principle of relationships. So for us, let's talk about it in two ways. Why is it, how is it important for us to be honest and transparent? First, in if we're in a dating relationship, but then secondly, in a marriage relationship.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I think the honesty and transparency in a dating relationship helps build to a good marriage relationship where that can continue. But just starting with dating, I would say that if you're in a relationship where you're having to hide things about yourself or keep things hidden, it's a dangerous place to be. And by that, I mean the way you walk with the Lord, the way you're going to church, what you believe, how you, your Christianity, that kind of stuff is the big stuff I'm talking about. Right. So what I'm starting with is if you're keeping under wraps that you're a Christian, or you're not letting your relationship with God take center stage in the relationship, it's not going to work out. And so if you're with someone where you need to hide that stuff or kind of downplay it, then that's just get out now. It's done. But the second thing is you need open and honest communication in any relationship. Right. And the more you hide and the more you keep to yourself and the more feelings you just keep under wraps, it's dangerous because it all comes out eventually. And like we were saying, if you're hiding it in dating, then it's just going to lead to hiding it in marriage. And it gets so much harder to deal with the explosion that comes when things come out if you can't just face each opportunity to be honest and transparent as it comes. So I would say just in a couple ways. One, not to sound cheesy, but you need to be able to be yourself in any relationship you're in.
Right.
And so if someone is making you feel like parts of your personality or who you are or what makes you laugh or what you think is cool or fun to do, if you have to hide that, that's not someone you want to be with. And so just naturally, you should be looking for someone that you can just be yourself around. Now, as that goes into marriage, we kind of talked about this in the last Bible study, but once you're married to someone, that's the person.
Right.
And so you need to, if you're in a marriage where you've not had open and honest communication, you need to sit down and talk about having that, being transparent with each other. It's also just a part of intimacy in marriage, is knowing everything about the person you're with and just letting it all come out to who you're with. And that's a way you build a stronger relationship with each other. And so in dating, it needs to be kind of basic groundwork, setting the stage for a good marriage where you can just be yourself, but also just pour your soul out to someone, and that helps build a stronger marriage, and you should set yourself up for that in dating. And if you're dating someone you can't do that with, then you definitely don't want to be pouring your soul out to them down the road, so it's not someone you should be with.
Honesty and transparency, it's a foundation principle when it comes to relationship, and it's going to enhance the relationship, and it's going to, like you said, make you even more intimate with the person that you're with. And the way that we find ourselves being able to be honest with one another is by making sure that God's at the center of the relationship. Mm-hmm. When our aim and our goal is to please Jesus above everything else, all those other details become easier because we're not just trying to please the person, mm-hmm. we're trying to please God.
Yeah.
And God wants us to be honest. God wants us to be truthful and be able to build in that relationship together. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to Middle Ground Radio, and we'll see you next time. God bless.
You've been listening to Middle Ground Radio with Pastor Nate Gallagher. Thanks for tuning in. We pray that this message has brought you closer in your relationship with Christ. If you'd like to hear more of Pastor Nate's teaching, check us out online at middlegroundradio.com. And if you'd like to keep up with all that's going on, follow us on Instagram at Middle Ground Radio. Be blessed, and we hope to see you next time here on Middle Ground Radio.